After this Mass, I will be heading back to your sister parish in North Minneapolis. I'll be heading back to St. Bridget's. And we are blessed this morning at St. Bridget's with children who will be receiving First Communion. And so, a very important part of their First Communion is to have a homily that speaks to them, a shorter homily, a homily that is very explicit or very clear, very much unlike the homilies you hear at St. Alphonsus from the Redemptoress. Not at all. Redemptorists are known for their incredible homilies. But I'd like to try it out on you. You're my trial run. So I'm thinking of asking our first communicants at St. Bridget's to come forward, keeping social distance, keeping their mask on, and sort of let the branches within them come out. You know, asking them to be branches that are connected to the vine. The vine would be another first communicant, and the branch, well, would be the one who's just really good at going like this, right? And they can be connected with, I still have to get that branch to connect them and keep that social distance. And the vine grower, that part would, of course, be played by the very Holy Father Paul Jarvis, right? The vine grower who represents the Father. And I will ask them what they think it means to remain in Jesus. Now, in our second reading today, the evangelist is very explicit. To remain in Jesus means to follow Jesus' commandments, which are, when you think about it, when you pray on it, more than simply the Ten Commandments. If you will, the Ten Commandments are the very minimum. You know, don't steal. Don't lie. You know, those things. Jesus' commandments ask us to grow, and this is where I'm going to ask the first communicants to grow in front of our eyes. Grow by following Jesus' commandments of loving God, loving all others, even those who are Green Bay Packer fans. And then I'm going to ask them, who else are we supposed to love? God, everyone. Who else are we supposed to? I'm going to give them a very obvious signal. Who else are we supposed to love? And I'm fully prepared for one of them saying, Father Paul. Okay, that's, but we have to love ourselves, right? And by love, love is kind of like how we take care of plants. That could include a vine and its branches, right? We love or take care of a plant with nourishment. And I'm thinking of using the Eucharistic species that they will be receiving for the first time, the nourishment of consecrated host, the nourishment of the blood of Christ. But I'll also ask them where they might also receive nourishment. And then I'll go over to the pulpit and place my hand on the gospel, maybe thump it a few times to give them an indication. And I'm fully prepared for one of the kids to raise their hands and say, the pulpit? Well, kind of. But the Word of God is our nourishment. But I'll also ask them, Where else do we receive food? Where else do we receive nourishment? As the branches that are attached to the vine, how else do we take care of? How else do we nourish? Get nourishment, and then I'll go to the altar and, if you will, mime reception of communion. And hopefully they'll get it right on the first time. We have an amazing catechist. We have an amazing person who is the head of our faith formation. And I'm fully prepared for them to respond. The Eucharist is our nourishment. And then I'm going to ask this one. And I'm not trying to trip them up. But I'm going to ask this question. Well, what if one of the branches, and I'll ask the youngest kid to be a branch. What if the one of the branches decides to go it alone? To no longer remain with the vine, no longer remain attached to the vine, but decide to go off on his own. And I'm hoping, and I'm going to ask you to pray, that they will say, well, we will die. We'll die if we're not connected to Jesus. If we don't remain connected to Jesus. If we don't remain in Jesus. And I'll say, wonderful, and I'm sure that there will be applause from the people in the pews. And then I'll ask them, well, what about, can you do it alone without all these people? And hopefully they'll get that right too. They'll know that they need to remain in Jesus, present in the people of God. Kind of hard to be a vine, or to be a branch, without being connected to the vine. So, what do you think? Is it going to be okay? Am I going to be okay? Or between now and 9:30, do I need to completely rewrite my homily? Is it okay? Oh, great. Could I ask you to please stand with me as we, the body of Christ,